our association to develop the organization of these events further, no less than 20 years ago. As you may have gathered from Gianfranco's introduction, this is quite complex, and these are Chiara Silvestri, Pacaniella, Pecoraro, and Ridon, who are here with us today, and we really want to thank them with a round of applause, because they have really been a source of major help for us, and they have been helping us also to improve the quality of our organization. So I would like to thank them, and also to thank the 70 colleagues who have come here and who have taken holidays to come here, but actually they're here to work and to learn. So when we started thinking about the planning of this conference, and you can see the name of the conference behind my back, we didn't know that it was going to be so close to the signature of the Treaty on the European Union, which has just taken place in Rome. And the point is that after years of cooperation and economic integration, Europe is embarking upon political integration. And if we understand politics in the most noble sense of the word, well, this means culture, history, the life experience of entire peoples. And now, integration, interdependence, a positive interdependence, which is a source of innovation and evolution. And obviously, the European Union is making progress despite the fact that some rush forward, some try to block its progress, but the European Union is appearing ever more clearly as an integrator of national and cultural diversity. And indeed, it is essential not to be afraid of diversity, not to try to suppress diversity, but rather to preserve a diversity, to enhance diversity, and to open individual diversities to everyone in order to associate diversity to the new requirements of a wider social life. So, the course opted for by millions of citizens of all Europe is actually the sign that, for once in history, wisdom is becoming something concrete, something material, something practical. And this is a European wisdom which is born out of knowledge, experience, culture, philosophy, and values accumulated throughout time and consolidated also through memories, the memory of our mistakes and tragedies. Is a process which is also incumbent upon us not to interrupt, but rather to enhance further. And so we need to exchange and reinterpret this knowledge and these values. And nurses, indeed, with their scientific knowledge, with their way of acting inside the community, are full-fledged participants in this complex and fascinating progress. So, knowing in order to understand, in order to learn, in order to build together, in order to widen the professional horizon, in order to contribute to a better level of health of such a great community, the European community. And it is within this approach that we have invited the colleagues of EFCNA, the European Federation among Critical Care Nursing Associations, of which Aniarty is a member. And today there are 25 member countries in EFCNA. And so we'll be able to discuss all the issues we share together with these colleagues, and we're convinced that this may also stimulate Italian nurses to participate further in this process, even beyond our borders, and we'll discover that we have areas we may communicate on. So these reflections may seem to be even greater than us. They may seem to be beyond us, but actually we are not going to talk about abstract issues. We're going to address specific questions which concern directly nursing care and the nursing profession. So what are the qualifying aspects and the skills of nursing care, critical nursing care in Italy and Europe? How is pain approached, managed, measured and controlled? how and why are medical devices and technologies, even highly complex ones, chosen and used? What is the training which is required of nurses? Are there other care providers, in addition to doctors and nurses, who actually manage the technology, especially when it involves a high level, a high technological level? What specific aspects are approached by specific care providers, and how are they prepared to do so? And what is the specificity of the skills of Italian nurses in respect of European nurses, and how is this appreciated, assessed, and recognized even through the collective contracts? Now, Aniati has been pouring enormous energy in the organization of this conference, and we hope that it will be fruitful for the participants. This conference will be hard work for all of us, but we also believe it will be rewarding. And it is within this approach that I wish you all to enjoy this conference and to work well throughout these 3 days. Thank you very much. So I would like now to invite